This shouldn't be a thing.
As always, if you find a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, janesays@civicmedia.us. This from UPI, Ben Hooper comes through for us again.
Clutch!
We love his bylines. Headline reads, man spits table tennis ball at a wall 51 times in 30 seconds. And there's video. A serial Guinness World Record breaker took some time during an ocean cruise to spit a table tennis ball at a wall in order to break one of his own records.
Wait, rewind. Read that first sentence again.
A Guinness serial World Record breaker.
Not a great title. Okay.
Took some time during an ocean cruise to spit a table tennis ball at a wall in order to break one of his own records. David Rush holds the most concurrent Guinness World Records titles at more than 181. He was on board a Disney cruise somewhere in the North Atlantic when he broke the record for the most table tennis balls bounced against a wall from your mouth in 30 seconds for the third time. The man's got goals. He originally set the record at 43 bounces, bested himself in 2024 with 47 bounces, and then managed to break the record for a third time, 51 bounces on day 5 of his Disney cruise.
You know, I'd love to say that his partner was like, hey, can we just have a vacation? But I know that's not the case at all. He was on this boat just to do
just
this.
Just to do this. Quote, to the casual eye, it might look goofy.
To everyone's eye, it looks goofy. No.
But trust me, this record is deceptively difficult. The spit has to be perfectly aimed. Too much pressure, and the ball rockets back higher than expected. Too little, and it drops low and slows you down. Every bounce, Greg Bach, is a split-second calculation. Pressure, angle, timing.
I know that we're coming up on the, I'm coming up on the wall here and that we need to go to the news, but I'm just going to say what I always say in matters like this, especially when it comes to world records, because we're never talking about like really, truly amazing ones. In the matters of this, it just furthers my belief that we were never what God intended.
I don't know. Have you seen the video? You need to see the video.
I have, and it's made me rethink my beliefs and values. So thank you, everyone, for this gem of a story. Ben Hooper, you're on my list.
Ben Hooper, you did it again. That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.